USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The president is en route to make a wartime visit to Israel right after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds.
Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon said it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian militants. I'm Dave Collins.
According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on that Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. This attack occurred last night amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. However, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says it is not clear who's responsible for that missile strike.
It should be very clear that Hamas is the one putting Palestinians or those in Gaza at great risk.
Israel has stated that they do not target hospitals. Israeli forces seem ready for a ground invasion of Gaza. In response to coordinated attacks by Hamas earlier this month, Israel has both enforced a blockade on the Gaza Strip and conducted airstrikes in the region. The casualties from that conflict have now reached 4,200. The U.S. and Israel have come to an agreement to facilitate the distribution of humanitarian aid from donor nations to civilians in Gaza. Rising concerns about a broader conflict in the Middle East are driving up oil prices.
While neither Israel nor Hamas is a major oil supplier, if the conflict were to escalate, it could pose a greater risk to oil markets. Analysts are anticipating that oil prices may reach $100 per barrel in the near term due to the escalating regional tensions. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Singer Pink has canceled two concerts this week due to a family emergency. The artist took to her social media platforms to inform her fans that the performances scheduled for yesterday and tonight in Tacoma, Washington, will be rescheduled. Pink has been thrilling packed stadiums nationwide as part of her summer carnival tour. The Commerce Department says September retail sales rose by 0.7%, excluding auto sales. There was still a notable increase of 0.6%, surpassing economists' initial projections. Starting late this month, Best Buy set to launch its Black Friday sales. The holiday calendar includes early access to Black Friday deals for all customers starting on October 30th. Mark your calendars. Followed by the official commencement of the Black Friday sale on November 17th. Britney Spears disclosing that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant by Justin Timberlake. This revelation stems from an excerpt of the singer's forthcoming memoir, The Woman in Me. Spears stated that Timberlake was not pleased about the pregnancy, believing they were too young to navigate parenthood. The couple was together from 1999 to 2002. The Woman in Me set to be released on October 24th. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.